Hello, good evening and welcome to another episode of The Evening Almanac with comedian Jamie Jackson. I am back in Blighty. Blighty is another word for your mum. Not really, Blighty is another word for England, Britain, the homeland, the holy land, God chosen country. Yes, that's right, I'm back in England. Can you think of any other things to say about England? Shithole. It's not really a shithole, I love England, but it's definitely shit, isn't it? We're definitely living through a shit time. I think people are going to look at this time and kind of compare it to the 70s. You know, when there was like rubbish piling up on the streets and people working 3 days, and it was just like known to be completely shit before the boom of the 80s. So maybe the 2020s will be, I know we're in the 2020s, maybe the 2030s will be a boom. Maybe, yes. But that's a good time to be doing comedy because everything's a bit shit. So, and we know it. And maybe that's a good time to, you know, write about the fact that we are living through a socially shit time. Anyway, when you are away, it doesn't feel like England exists anymore. It doesn't feel like the life that you had exists at all. And I feel bad. I didn't really miss much. I just really enjoyed those 4 days off, chilling out with my family. I kind of knew I was treading water and I was going to go back home. You know, like I was emotionally on hold. But it was a lovely break. And then when you get back, you're like, oh yeah. So I've only got off the plane a couple of hours ago. And we had to queue up a lot to get back into the country, which kind of slightly bugs me because I'm like, fuck you, I live here. I pay tens of thousands of pounds of taxes. And my niece was like, you vote for this, Brexit. But to be fair, if it means you've got to queue a little bit more, if it literally means you've got to queue 10 minutes more in an airport, I'll take it, thanks. Anyway, I don't want to get all political, but I did vote for Brexit, and I still believe in it, but we'll have to talk about that another time. I shouldn't have brought it up. I'm sorry. We had a political discussion on the last night in France around the dinner table, and it got very tense. It got very tense. We were talking about race, equality, LGBT, gender ideology, and there was a big mix of views in there, as you can imagine. And I just spent the whole time being like, please, somebody don't upset somebody else. You should never talk about politics around a dinner table at all. I prefer not to talk about politics whatsoever. Brexit nearly broke me, mate. I was at the front line arguing with people on Twitter for like well over a year. It nearly drove me mad. Because your inputs are your outputs. So everything that you take in makes you feel like a certain way, makes you think a certain way. And then those are the things that manifest in your life. I don't like the word manifest. It sounds very woo-woo, doesn't it? But the point is, your inputs, the things that you your diet, the friends you hang around with, the news you listen to, all of that, become your outputs, the things in your life. So, yes, I try not to get too involved in politics now because there will always be outrage. And politics never stops. It's not like, we've done with the politics now. The politics finished. It's over and everybody's good. There's always going to be arguments and debate about everything, and so you've got to decide, am I gonna like be in the trenches and argue about this? Hey, dog's rolling in fox shit. Or are you gonna just decide to actually, you know, go out and touch some grass and be in the sun and live your life and eat healthily and stretch out and do a bit of exercise and listen to some comedy and play a bit of music, do a little dance, make a little love. Generally, just get down tonight. That's what we should do, really, shouldn't it? Anyway, yes, yeah, so I'm back at work tomorrow, and my corporate job is kicking my ass. But I'd like to end up with comedy being my full-time income. But what is interesting is I have a lot of fear around it as well. Tons of fucking fear around it. I was watching some panel shows the other night in France, and it was like more four or something like that. It was like older episodes of 8 out of 10 Cats and older episodes of Mock the Week and stuff. And I knew, I'd met some of the comedians on there. I was like, yeah, met him, that kind of thing. And I'm like, God, if I had to go on a panel show, I'd shit my pants. I'm not ready for that kind of thing. So, yeah, and you could say it's limiting beliefs, but actually I think to a degree it's a certain amount of self-awareness. I envy the people who get on stage and I see them and they do a half shit set and then they're like, yeah, I'm doing an hour in Edinburgh and I'm doing, and you're like, what? You are not ready for this. And also, they're not ready for it. I'm not putting anyone down, But, like, I know I'm not good enough yet. I'm not achieving the thing I want to achieve. I think it's Ira Glass, right, who is a journalist in America, and he, I think he's got an essay which is about the gap between good taste and creating good art. Because you get into your art because you've got good taste. You're like, you know what you want, right? Well, it might not be everybody's taste, but you know what you want to create. You understand what's good and what's bad, and you think, yeah, I want to have a go at that. Whether it be music or painting or comedy or pottery or whatever. You know, you've got a passion, you want to do it, but then you have this painful period of many years where you know what you want, but it doesn't live up to your taste. You can't keep on achieving what you want to achieve. You might get lucky every now and again and there's a hint of it, but it takes many years to learn a craft to the point where you're able to actually go, aha, I'm able to create good stuff. I know this is going to sound wanky, but I know there is a good Edinburgh special in me, in the same way that I know there's a good book in me. And that's with most people. I'm not bigging myself up. I don't think I'm special. In fact, I think that 99.9% of people are actually pretty similar on the talent scale. And it's just about how much they work and understand it, how much they work on the craft. So anyway, that's it. I've just been reading Adam Bloom's book and he's making me feel like I'm fucking useless. But he did say in his book, don't take it personally. He's telling you all these methods. If you're getting laughs and you're going up on stage, you're doing something right. He's just explaining how to sharpen things and make things better. So yeah, I'm yet to find my voice is effectively what I'm going to say. That's it. See you on the next, I don't know, should I end it now? Yeah, I should end it now. It's nearly 7 minutes, isn't it? See you on the next pod.